Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our recording studio slash the corner of our bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Whether it's maybe you're on iTunes. Maybe you're on Spotify. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube, because I think this full episode will be on here. And in that case, Melissa, make sure those bare feet are not in the camera, because we're not that kind of internet. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We really appreciate it. We have an abbreviated episode. I think we're looking at about 30-35 minutes today, because
if nothing goes wrong,
I am home for today. I leave tomorrow. This is a Tuesday. I guess I leave Thursday, but the episode comes out Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We are in a time crunch. We have therapy. We have a trip to Los Angeles to get to.
Yes.
We have gas prices are high. That's unrelated. But
that's unrelated.
But, you know, it's just a general stress and crunch that you feel. So we got a lot to do in a short period of time. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It really means the world to us here on this little podcast that could. What are we talking about today, Melissa? I know we're going to give a weekend recap.
Yeah, we want to hear about your weekend.
We're going to talk a little Taylor Tomlinson. I know we're going to do that.
We saw a movie, the kids and I, over the weekend.
We're going to do a Bingo Dingo review. We're definitely going to have a Bingo Dingo review on Batman next week.
We didn't talk about Mulaney on SNL. Maybe we'll talk about that. Our daughter asked for a body piercing.
Let's get into some piercings.
And I went to a high school track meet.
Okay, so that's a lot of discussion. So, we talked about masks already. We did that. Normally, we discuss about what's going on in our family and maybe just general family stuff in our life. But sure. I wasn't a part of our family last week, so there's not much that I can discuss.
These are our first words.
Yes, exactly. So I literally just woke up. So before we get into that, let me do a little promoting, because I know that's what you guys are here for, is self-promotion. I have lots of headlining dates. I'm very secretly, including kind of secretly from my wife, putting together about a 2025 city tour. And you probably see it through my Instagram stories. Let's be honest, Melissa. Oh, look, they're trying to get us to sign up for the mailing list.
Look at that.
Look at that when you
maybe
go to DustinNickerson.com.
Maybe you should subscribe.
This is why Melissa Nickerson, everybody, is such a good CFO. Here are some upcoming tour dates. On March 24th, I'm going to be at the Improv in Pittsburgh. And then kind of a lull, back out with Taylor, and then boom, spring, summer, we are going hard. May 4th, ASW Whiskey Exchange in Atlanta, Georgia. June 16th, The Old Church in Portland, Oregon. June 18th, Tembler Brewing Company in Bakersfield, California. June 22nd, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. June 19th, Levity Live in Oxnard, California. July 1st and 2nd, Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego, California. July 14th through 16th, Stand Up Live, Huntsville, Alabama. The weekend between there, by the way, I'm going to be in Chicago. Those dates are about to be on sale. I think Lucy actually sent them to me now. You didn't even know. July 23rd, Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee. July 29th and 30th, Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. August 11th, Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento, California. August 17th, The Improv in Irvine, California. August 27th, Hereafter in Seattle, Washington. Coming home. I can't wait to play that venue. And September 22nd, The Comedy Club, Kansas City, Missouri. We also have dates in Philly coming on sale. Indy coming on sale. Austin coming on sale. Detroit coming on sale. I haven't decided what we're going to call it yet. I was going to call it Side Rooms and Off Nights. You know, it's kind of, you know how I'm always making fun of my level of success.
Yes.
But you know what? That's a lot of weekends. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
There's a lot of Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some side rooms. There are some side rooms. There are some matinees in there too. It's a little bit of everything. If you guys are watching this on video, you're watching me set my mic and then just continue to slip. I think I might have gotten it. Stephen English is an incredible producer. He buys very, it's got to be user error at this point.
I think it's just the mic stands themselves.
They're like a kid whose head, like body hasn't fully grown in, like the head's too big.
They're top
heavy.
And
they just kind of keep tipping over. So actually he did struggle with them too when he came over here. So you know what? There's a lot of things trying to ruin my day today. There are. This mic, I've nightmares during this day nap that I just took.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is playing for the Denver Broncos. And I'm in full on denial on that for a long time. I'm not even going to address it because my great friend and touring buddy Taylor Tomlinson has her second special.
Mm-hmm.
Second full special. She's been on Netflix. She did her 15 with the stand-ups on there. And then she was also on like the best of
feature highlights.
Yeah. They were like, these are some of our, like a highlight reel, essentially.
Yeah.
And she's all over the place. And her next special, Look at You, comes out today, March 8th, debuts today, now streaming. Incredible. Singular, like I have, between her and Brian Simpson, I have open micers that I used to do stand up with who are on Netflix right now and on gigantic tours. And it's very humbling and it's very inspiring and it's very cool to get to know them. And Taylor, I've said this many times, is a singular, unique talent. And I more and more think, and she doesn't listen to this podcast, so this doesn't get to her in any way. So I don't know that Taylor has contemporaries. I don't know that Taylor has peers.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you're in the Taylor lane that you are blazing. Because people will make comparisons, and I go, nope, career comparisons, comedy comparisons, none of it. You're doing your own thing, Taylor. You are truly, as I've said so many times, a unicorn. There's no one like you. No one doing what you're doing. I've been watching on Twitter today. People are like, this is exceptional. This is, this is one of the best comedians working right now. And it is. And she's terrified that everyone's going to hate it because she's,
you know, that's just, it's a terrifying thing.
It's a very vulnerable hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of being vulnerable is great.
Everybody loves
the idea of being vulnerable and like talk about mental health and trauma and your pain. And then you start to. And then you realize that people might not like it. And you are.
Or agree with it.
And you have been vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea of being vulnerable is it's easier to be hurt.
Your life.
So I think it's unbelievable. If the reason you like me is because I'm a clean comic, you will not like this special. FYI, it is not clean comedy, but it's very good comedy. But I'd like to give that warning because one time I promoted her last special and when people watched it and then came back to tell me how bad it was. And I was like, guys, I'm not. What? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Remember when people used to fight my comments? It's over. Last night I did so my weekend recap. Last night I did Annie Downs's podcast. We did live in Phoenix, Mesa. Let's be realistic. We were talking about how you build a fan base, you lose them when you start being your most authentic self.
Yeah.
Which happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
But then it grows back in a way better way, right? And and I was just saying, like, man, people don't really fight in my comments the way they used to. And I kind of miss it. They all unfollowed me. And now the people that follow me are like, we love it. And you're like, no. I mean, they do every once in a while. I cross a line, but
they still do.
Not a lot, though.
Yeah, maybe not on Instagram, but.
No. I have lots of people. We have lots of fans that disagree with us, but we don't have any fans left that disagree with us and don't have a sense of humor. Plus, I have proven to be a pretty equal opportunist as far as like, if you're having with who I'm making fun of today, you're not going to like who I'm making fun of tomorrow and so on and so forth. So, you know, you try and play fair in that. It's all jokes. It's not a left and right thing, everybody. It's a top and bottom thing. Do you understand? There's no left, right. It's top, bottom. There's power and not power. And we're all bottoms.
Happy International Women's Day.
Anyways.
I think it's a month. I don't know. Or a day. I think it's a month.
It's a month?
It's International Women's Month.
It's, you know. I'm being as inspiring as always.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about. So our daughter would like a piercing. An additional piercing.
Well,
also thank you to all of our patrons before we get into our daughter's piercings. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way that you can give a little more to Dustin Nickerson Comedy and get a little more from Dustin. This is going to drive me crazy, by the way. Actually, you know what it is I'm thinking about how we're going to post this on YouTube. Yeah. And people are going to notice that I'm holding this up and they're going to make comments. And that's what's upsetting me. Don't touch it. Don't. Absolutely don't touch it. But I actually don't mind this. Because I'm used to holding a mic anyways, but yeah. I know there's going to be some people.
What's
I know
he doing holding
some
that
people
mic?
Are going to go, they're going to look at what, look at him holding his mic. They're trying to be professional, but they're not. This guy just looks like the Green River Killer. So tired of hearing that one as I play with my mustache. Thank you for being patrons.
Patrons.
You
yes.
get all of this content before everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on merch. You get free merch in the mail. You get mail. You get free meet and greets, all kinds of fun stuff. Check out our Patreon if you'd like to give a little more and get a little more. Starts as low as $5 a month, goes up to $100 a month.
That's
of
right.
Which, in which case, you are we are sending you gifts in the mail from thrift stores. You get mm-hmm. a monthly thrift shop gift, which is very fun
yes,
to shop
you do.
For.
And then we are doing our next Zoom hang.
Oh, yeah. We also get a monthly Zoom hang.
March 20th. At 6 Pacific time.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Okay, wait, hold on though.
Yeah.
Because you talked about how you did Annie's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But
I didn't do
you
weekend
didn't
recap yet.
Talk about being out with
the rest
Nate.
Of my weekend.
Nate.
So,
yeah.
Thursday, I flew to Monterey, California, which is NorCal. I was cold the whole weekend. I did not dress properly.
Windy?
Well, here's the thing. I'm between sweatshirts right now. And
that's right. We didn't get you one.
We didn't get me one. We should have got one. I remembered I had my University of Washington hoodie.
You got rid of it.
And then I got rid of it. And I cannot emphasize to you how important the travel hoodie is.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
It has to fit everything.
And it has to be warm. And I love that UW sweatshirt, but it is not warm. It's thin. It's like, you know, when they try and pitch you on a sweatshirt that you might run in as if I run. It's a lightweight thing.
Yeah.
I was cold all weekend. Everywhere I went, I was no coat. I was just so cold. But we were in Monterey and it was very NorCal, very mm-hmm. foggy, mm-hmm. very drizzle, you know, yeah. very pretty. Reminded me a lot mm-hmm. of where my grandparents live, Crescent City. It's a very similar aesthetic, as they say.
Trees.
Yeah. And then we went and then we were just dinking around in four cities of NorCal, Redding, Sacramento, Monterey, and Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. So we were, it was nice. It was fun. I mean, Nate is absolutely, in it. I work with Nate and Taylor. I'm like, these might be the top two comics working as far as just in their prime,
yeah.
found their mm-hmm. voice. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. What an embarrassment of riches I have. So I flew Monday to go to do Annie Downs's podcast. That sounds fun. Annie F and Downs, as she's known here on the podcast. Annie came into my green room and I go, mm-hmm. Annie F and Downs. And I forgot I was in a church, that was an inside joke. And she kind of like looked around a little bit and I was like, oh, that's right, that's this is not my podcast, people don't know
it's
this
not a theater.
Yeah, people don't know this this joke. So that was great. It was very fun. Annie is the best. Mike Goodwin was there. I could tell Mike was so hungry to talk to a comic because he was on tour with non-comics. It was mm-hmm. very fun. I just love the camaraderie of comedians because she was like, okay, here's your green room. And I'm going, where's Mike's? Like, the person was helping me find my
yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm.
And I knock on the door and he like hugs me. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. I just told the tour manager, like, we're good here. I don't need anything. Like,
yeah, you're used to like having a closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. And the point is like,
together.
Like, mm-hmm. we're literally going to have a nonstop entertaining conversation for the next 4 hours. So, and we did. Mike's great. Mike had a great set. That Sounds Fun thing is a good little show experience. And it was fun. It was fun to talk to her. And if I had a book I was promoting, it would have been perfect. It would have been like, if I had a book that was available for presale on Amazon right now called How to Be Married to Melissa, if I had that book and I had some copies to give out at live events, if they pre-ordered them, then that would have been a perfect event. But unfortunately, that didn't work out. Our son is your height now. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Our son
mm-hmm.
has grown 6 inches this year.
Mm-hmm.
Still the shortest in school, but not in school.
Maybe not. There's probably a couple girls.
But I was fully, yeah. I mm-hmm. was pretty much my height in high school, which makes me think he might hit a spurt. He might not. I have no idea. How does it feel to have a child, the one that you're closest to, just by nature of the fact that he was first? You've known him longest. This is your height.
It's a lot.
I drove Joel to school today.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I drove. Yeah. It was good. He was like, he doesn't want to get to school too early because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And he told me that now that kids aren't wearing masks in school, they're mm-hmm. making out more.
Yep. And we got to like get back into the, you know, face washing routine.
Yep.
He dropped his cleanser in the toilet. And so then I had to like, you know, you have to like use his username to log in to your Kaiser.
Right.
Order new stuff.
Right. Very exciting.
Great. Good times.
And then, yeah. Yeah, if there's one thing that like teenage boys love doing, it's a skincare routine.
Skincare routine. Meanwhile, his sister does like a 25-minute one that's like not prescribed.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is a thing that like we tell our kids a lot. I would say each of us say this at maybe once a week, once a day to each kid is do that on your time. So don't wait till bedtime to be like, I got to take a shower. No. You're going to stink tomorrow. That's on you. No, absolutely not. You're not going to stay up for an extra half an hour because cleanliness wasn't important to you
until
your only choice was shower or bed. Don't act like you care about your BO all of a sudden. You're a stinky human. You just want to stay up a little later. That's all.
Yeah.
Do that on your own time. I don't want anything to do with that. So what Gloria does.
So just, you know, at 10:20 last night, they were fighting over a couch blanket in the dark.
What in the, like, okay, so you got these couch blankets.
And this is like day five when you've been gone 5 days.
Mm-hmm. You really, life is cruel. Life is so cruel because you spend your whole childhood not wanting to go to bed and then your whole adulthood wanting to go to bed, but the thing that you made is now the thing preventing you from sleep, and it doesn't want to sleep, but all you want it to do is sleep. It's cruel. Life is cruel. It's unfair. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad design. God, I don't know who I'm taking this up with. It is a real painful irony that your whole priority changes.
Well, you're like, I want to be a good parent, but I am so tired.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I used to have the energy, but now I don't.
Yeah.
So you're like, and I'm supposed to be like monitoring them, but now I like have to collapse.
Yeah. I remembered you pointed this out one time, and I think this is always very funny, is when you have a parent friend who's like, yeah, man, as soon as the kids go down, like, we'll have like a few drinks and, you know, and get a little loose. And you're like, hey, you know, the kids wake up sometimes. Like you might need to drive a kid to the ER at 1 a.m.
Yeah. Well, that was last night when they were fighting in the dark over a blanket at 10:20. And I was like,
and you were just sad drinking a spike seltzer
I've gotten into loose herbal tea, Dustin.
Oh, very fancy. Loose herbal tea.
I was like, if one of you hits your chin on a piece of furniture in the dark, like that ruins my night. So you have to go to bed.
You have to go to bed. Yeah. I can't.
Like you cannot fight over a couch blanket.
No.
Yeah. This late at night. Yeah.
We have one child that's very mean. I just said she. So I've narrowed it down to two of the kids that it can be. And I have noticed that when one of us gets really mad at that child, the other parent will not stop it. Like they'll almost kind of cheer them on. Like, get her!
Take a turn.
Yeah, take a turn. That's exactly it. Like, because sometimes in parenting, you'll see the other parent cross a line and you're like, kind of like, okay. It's a little too far there. They're old now. They're going to remember this. This is a scar that you have put on them. But not with that one. Not with that middle one. She's so mean that I've noticed that we just like will let the other one run for a little while.
I was telling some friends this, that like you're in a family where there's like a primary caregiver. Mm-hmm. Like our friends whose, you know, husband was in the Navy. He's in the Navy. He was deployed for 7 months. Now he's home. You know, so like 7 months of deployment.
Right.
Like you're not giving your kids like A+ parenting, you know, as the primary caregiver.
There's only so much you can
do. You're like, you had meals, you went to school, you know, there are parameters.
Right.
You know, and roles.
Let the record show here. Melissa's saying
that
military families aren't doing a good job of parenting their kids.
No, I'm just saying
Melissa
this is
here,
different.
This is anti-military.
Of all times.
Melissa has an ACAB badge on her chair right here that you don't, I mean, she is way more out there than you guys realize. So Melissa hates military families is what I'm hearing.
Stop.
No. But of course, when you're all Melissa, there are 4 days a year that I'm in charge. The 4 days a year that my kids don't have you, they just have me, they would be better off by themselves. I'm not sure that I'm actually improving their situation. I just happen to be around. I'm nothing more than a warm body in the house. I mean, it is mac and cheese and cereal for every meal for me. I don't even prepare anything for them. I'm just saying for me, it's mac and cheese and honey bunches of oats. That's,
you know,
best case scenario, they get some of that. But there's no way there's milk. There's no way there's milk.
I was just remembering whenever we went to the Balboa shows like 2 weeks ago, and I had made a pot. I don't know why this is so funny to me.
You had made what?
I had made a pot of mac and cheese, and they had like kind of ate some of it, and then I put it in the fridge in a Tupperware.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, there's mac and cheese in the fridge.
Right.
And then they couldn't find it. And your dad had eaten it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mac and cheese. And so
someone made some mac and cheese so, here. Yeah, don't mind if
day,
I do.
Claire was like, Gloria didn't even feed me dinner.
Amazing.
And
you know what's also not good?
So dumb.
Mac and cheese. As an adult, like you'll make it in there. I was like, why is it squishy? I don't like squishy food. It is children. And I mean, like there's like the high end mac and cheese now. Our daughter, who loves mac and cheese, will not eat high-end mac and cheese. She's like, what? What?
She only likes...
Why does it have pepper on
Panera
it?
Panera mac and cheese.
Panera mac and cheese is unbelievable. Panera is one of... Panera...
It probably has like 8 cheeses on it.
Oh. Oh.
Just like heavy cream.
I was in the Phoenix airport today. Phoenix airport has a Panera. It is a beacon of hope in a dark place, is what
Panera
is.
In an airport.
Yeah, yeah, they're starting to pop up a little more. And I'll walk 4 terminals to get to a Panera.
You can order it on your phone.
You can. Yeah. I don't, though. I'd like to talk to someone.
But if you don't have time.
I don't walk 4 terminals if I don't have time. We're not cutting it that close. I'm a professional flyer. So our daughter is in middle school. She's in 8th grade. She's in 7th grade. Yeah. She's in 7th grade.
No, she's in 6th
grade. She would have loved how much I just rounded her up, by the way. She has pierced ears. She would like another piercing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I go, great, save some money. Go get your piercing. How many of these do I have to pay for? What's the quota?
Well, I think that's what the discussion is like when your kids want to dye, when they want to dye their hair or get piercings.
Right.
Like my attitude is like, well, you have to pay for that.
Like, we do or they do?
Like they have to pay for that. But like self-expression is like important, especially in the 2020s.
Yeah, but you got to self-express on your own dime. You know what I mean?
Do you want like a bad dye job or like a good dye job?
You could, yeah. Well, that's a good lesson, actually.
Yeah, that's the difference between $20 and like $200.
That's what my Uncle Butch always used to say. The difference between a good and bad haircut is 2 weeks. That would actually be a very valuable lesson for a child to be like, okay, well, enjoy your $20 hair dye. You know, you're going to not want to be seen in public for 2 weeks. That's the thing. Like, Gloria gets money. She gets, like, weekly money and then holidays. And you're like, you could dye your hair or you could get an extra piercing if you did not spend $7 at 7-Eleven every chance you got.
Right.
Every single chance you got. You know how Venmo has, like, the instant transfer?
Yes.
When you give a child money, it's pretty much instantly transferred to 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone immediately. It's out of their account and just right there as they walk out with an Arizona iced tea and a huge bag of Sour Patch Kids that their orthodontist won't let them have. But here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been sending Joel down the hill on his skateboard to get gummies for her.
Does he charge a delivery charge?
Well, I'm like, you can't get gummies. You have braces.
Yeah. What time do you have to leave?
10
minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
10 or 15 minutes. What time does that... Claire gets out at 1:35. Well,
because we have a 2 o'clock appointment.
We have a 2 o'clock therapy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Claire gets out at 1:35, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you can get Gloria whenever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, keep that in, because I want families to see...
we're catching up here.
That's like when I hear about like couples that like have like naughty text threads, I'm like... That's not what a husband-wife text thread is. That's not what a partner text thread is. It's pickup times.
Co-parent.
It's details. It's passwords. It's reminders of birthdays. There's no nudes in there. Those are in a different folder.
You took it there. Stop. Are we done? Yeah, I'm going to go now.
That's the name of the folder. I'm going to go now. No, it's okay.
Oh, so my friend said you and Dustin should decide an age when she could get
30. She can get a piercing at 30. I will give her permission then.
Okay, that's high.
You know what the internet likes to call me every once in a while is a gatekeeper dad.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And I've been called a gatekeeper dad a few times just off a silly Nirvana joke, which is a straight up dad joke, FYI. Like, if you're taking that seriously, then just don't ever follow stand-up comedy. We're in the haha business. That's what we do.
That's a different lane.
We have an obligation of funnies and ha-has. That's what we're doing here. Stop taking it seriously. But I was thinking about that and I was like, I understand that you should not gatekeep your children's interest, but it is your job to gatekeep them to some extent, to control what goes in and out. That's what a gatekeeper is, right? Like, I'm not supposed to manage all of their, but I am supposed to keep them safe from certain things. I gatekeep them on the internet from certain things. I have literal gates that we keep them in. We have the we have the one crate when one of them acts up, you know. I'm not a gatekeeper dad, I'm a crate keeper dad. Got nothing. That's such a stupid joke. I'm sorry. I don't. How do you? We have like old children now. We're old people now. We're 37. We're sneaking up on 40. You're almost 38, which, I mean, you're practically 42 at this point.
You're really rounding
up. I'm really rounding up. Yeah. Numbers have always been my strength. And how do you feel in general about the fact that our kids are old and just getting older each day? Are you handling it well? Or do you just try not to think about it? Is it like just global warming? There is actually a global warming ad right now. Have you seen that global warming ad? It says like climate change is a lot like children growing up. If you don't blink and act on it now, boom. And then it shows like a little baby who's in high school now. Like, it'll be too late. So you're like, good Lord.
All right.
Still didn't donate. I don't even know what they were asking for. I think that's what I don't know what to do on the climate change stuff. I'm like, what's my action item here? Are you asking me to donate? Are you asking me to recycle?
Reuse your plastic bags.
Are you going to do, are any companies seeing this? Is Exxon seeing this? I don't know that I'm the problem here. I have a
These
pretty
are great
low
questions.
Carbon footprint. I don't know.
I mean, no, people would say you travel every weekend.
Yeah, I do that via Razor scooter. That's how low my... I am going to be in New York in April. I'm leaving right after this podcast. I'm just scooting across the country. Scooting and tooting. All the way through the Midwest, Route 66. I'm taking the scenic route, actually.
Your heavy hoodie.
I've put a little weed eater engine on the back of a Razor scooter. And I'm just going to be scooting and tooting all the way out to New York City from Southern California. Going to see this great country in all of its terrible weather season. I'll see you at the Beacon Theater on April 1st. So don't lecture me about my carbon footprint. I'm doing my part, A, to enjoy my children's childhood and to reduce my carbon footprint. So take that, Rob Lowe or whoever does the ad. I don't know.
It's just a gig for them.
It is just a gig for them. If you think that Ewan McGregor actually cares about making sure you go places and not buying things, then you underestimate how big of a check he got from that and how many things he's buying with that check that he got from that. Good ad, though. Good ad.
Haven't seen it.
Yes, you have. We've talked about it.
No, I haven't.
Do you think there's a lot of great stuff out there? Mm-mm. Do you think at the end we'll regret the things we didn't buy or the places we didn't go?
Yes, I have seen that. Okay. I thought we were talking
My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
I thought we were talking about global warming. That's why I got confused.
Melissa, okay. I'm all over the place right now.
Should we close it with a bingo dingo?
No. Nobody cares about the movie you saw,
okay,
Melissa.
Okay, fine.
Nobody cares about... Hit us with one more topic, and then let's... What do you want to talk about? What's one thing that's on your mind that you want to talk about?
Okay. We didn't participate in National Unplugging Day.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Our school founder and the mayor of La Mesa had charged everyone to participate in National Unplugging Day.
Oh, yeah?
Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown.
I have no interest in unplugging. You know what's great? Phones. I love my phone so much. I'm on it all the time. The thought of unplugging from it stresses me out. Not having my device, not being connected to the internet, that would stress me out. What's happening that I don't know about? What's going on? You know, is there, I have no idea. I have no desire whatsoever to unplug. The best part of my day, every day, is waking up, having a cup of coffee, checking all my social media, and playing my Wordle in bed. Plug me in, baby. Plug me in. I want to send an email from my bed while I scroll TikTok. All right? I'd plug me in. I'm going to nationally unplug. Thank you for listening to this podcast, by the way, which means you are plugged in.
That's right.
I mean, the amount of work, it's a miracle. This is being recorded on our phones right here. I will say that we did one show with Nate. Nate didn't bring his phone or a bag or anything. And we actually flew private to the gig, and he carried nothing kind of intentionally, because it was like a Seinfeld episode thing. And I was like, that is pretty cool, I guess. But
he got on the plane with nothing in his hands.
Yeah, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he has wallet, because you have to show your ID, but.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So no, I didn't unplug, and I have no desire to unplug under any circumstance whatsoever. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Sorry the episode's a little short, but honestly, it's none of you get to minute 35 and you're like, man, I want 15 more minutes of this. Maybe you do. People, you know what? I know that you like us and you love us, and I'm going to accept that love, even though it goes against everything that's in my DNA as a human.
Should I read a review? Huh?
Next week. Thanks,
okay,
everybody.
Next week. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is the $25 a month and up patrons. Those are Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code to Grow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Taran Isaac, I always mess that up, my bad, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ebling, and Juliana Smith. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.